you, fried. And
but I, if I had souse meat to eat, I'd want it fried. Because there's too much grease in it, and you fry it and get part of that grease out of it.
I see.
You see, the way you do that souse meat, you cook it, and then you tear it all to pieces, mash it up or grind it up, and then you put it in a pan and pack it in there, and then you put a weight on there to hold it down, and it settles, so that sort of packs it down, and then you turn it out of that pan, then you got a loaf of meat, just like a loaf of bread.
All holds together.
That holds together. And then you get ready to use it. All you got to do is take a butcher knife and slice it off. Mm-hmm. Go to eating it, or if you want to fry it, put it in the pan, fry.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever use blood in
No, never did.
I heard of two things, it's blood pudding and liver pudding.
I
knew some people, there used to be some people lived about 2 miles and a half southwest of here. They use the blood.
And would that be a sausage or what?
No, they'd make what they'd call a blood pudding. That's what they'd do. You know who I'm talking about, the Dukes.
Yeah, but I don't know how they ever made that pudding. I never saw any.
I never saw nobody save the blood myself.
After you'd store the meat for a long time, how could you tell it was no good?
I could tell it was no good.
Yes.
I never did see and it wasn't no good.
I mean, if it was too old, but
sometimes begin spoiling next to the bone if it didn't get salted down there good.
But he's talking about when you'd had it a long time. Well, you'd just call that stale. That's what you'd call
it. Strong.
Strong. Strong meat.
Oh,
yeah.
You can
eat
the lean after it gets old. It don't get so strong. You can soak it in sort of sweetness.
We might have had some that got a little strong, but I imagine we used ours up. Mm-hmm.
Did you do all the hog killing yourself, or did you have a man come in?
No, I done it myself.
Did you?
Sure.
Did they ever have, who would supply the people in town? Would they have a regular place to go for their meat?
Well, they got a butcher up in town that if you had a hog you wanted butchered, beef you wanted butchered, you take it up there and he'd butcher it for you.
He'd do that.
That's right.
And they'd have the whole thing.
Take a note. All right, you got it.
Yeah, make you feel better.
Sure. I'd rather sneeze than want to and can't.
And would you tell me more about the vegetables that you grow in your garden? You said you don't grow butter beans anymore, but what were the vegetables you used to grow?
Well, snap beans and beets and turnips and mustard and lettuce and cucumbers and okra and
onions.
Mm-hmm.
Collards and cabbage.
I eat okra for dinner, man.
Did you?
I did. And it's good, too.
How about the little red hots?
Yeah, the radishes. I know what you're talking about, radishes.
And how about...